Youth vaping. It remains a serious public health threat, with over 2.5 million teens using e-cigarettes, according to a new CDC data. And here to talk about that and what can be done, we have with us Robin Koval, a CEO and president of Truth Initiative, the national public health organization dedicated to achieving a culture where all young people reject smoking, vaping, and nicotine, and also co-founder of Parents Against Vaping, PAVE. We have Dorian Furman. Robin, let's start out with this. When did this all begin, and how did we get to where we are, where we got a lot of youth choosing vaping as an item?
Sure. Well, we didn't get here by accident. This is the result of a lot of clever marketing and misinformation. You know, we had a spark lit by Juul several years ago. That's a product that's designed to look really cool, comes in delicious flavors, at the time mango, creme brulee, and lots of nicotine, really addictive. That was consciously marketed to kids. We know that from Juul's own congressional testimony, putting ads on animated shows, using social influencers, even trying to infiltrate summer camps. And kids were like sitting ducks for this, because most of them had no idea these products were not just fun and flavors, that they almost always contain nicotine and high doses of it. And so now what's happened, you know, the product is the category is kind of metastasized. In addition to Juul, we have thousands of other products that have entered the market, playing a kind of catch-me-if-you-can game with regulators. And as you say, we have 2.5 million kids who are vaping. That's a higher number than last year. And even more concerning than that, of the kids who vape, about 46% of high school kids who vape are doing it almost every day. Some new research that just came out says many of these kids are doing it within 5 minutes of waking up, which shows you how addicted they are. And what's happening is a sort of a convergence between the mental health crisis that we all know youth are experiencing. The Surgeon General has declared an advisory for it, and the fact that vaping, which some kids think is going to relieve their stress, can actually amplify those feelings of stress and anxiety. So that's the problem.
Well, we also know, as you talk about marketing towards kids, the devices don't look all that standard a lot of times. They look like other things. We've talked to public health officials locally about that. Dorian Furman from the Parents Against Vaping E-Cigarettes, you never thought you'd be involved in an organization like this, did you?
No, that's for sure. We got involved when we discovered that Juul had sent a representative into our son's school in ninth grade to talk to the kids at an anti-addiction talk, of all things. And when the teachers left the room, which is common so that the kids can speak freely, this presenter started talking to the kids about nicotine and Juul, saying Juul was totally safe and about to get FDA approval any day, neither of which are true to this day. So we like to call ourselves accidental public health advocates. You know, we're grateful to Robin and to all of the other amazing public health officials who have been in this fight for decades. But, you know, parents were taken totally by surprise. You know, as you said, these products look like other things. They look like flash drives. They look like pens. And they come in amazing flavors. You know, Juul, as Robin said, had creme brulee and mango. But now all of these other products have iced flavors, which are mentholated fruit and candy, and there's watermelon and lemonade. And, you know, kids just don't stand a chance, and neither do parents, because parents don't really understand what they are. They don't know the signs that their teens are vaping. And, you know, we advise that parents talk to their kids very early, as young as 8 or 9, about vaping, and they keep the conversation going, because it can't be a one-time conversation.
Robin, there's a potential or a possible settlement. Talk about this, where it stands, and what this could mean for states and parents and people in fighting this battle.
Well, sure. So there have been a number of lawsuits brought against Juul. Some have been settled, for instance, in North Carolina. Others are about to settle. That includes about 30-some-odd states. And the important opportunity there, and I applaud the AGs of all the states for bringing these suits, is to get the settlement money and use it to reverse the harms that Juul and many of these other products have caused, to use the money, I like to say, to do two things. One, we want to prevent kids from ever starting, and we have tools to do that. And we want to help the kids who are vaping to quit, because we know that most of them want to quit. 60% of kids who are vaping say they'd like to quit, but they don't always know how. And so, you know, it's kind of twofold. Denormalize vaping, make it look less cool. And on the other side, normalize quitting, make it look like it's easy to quit.
Yeah, I remember when this sort of e-cigarette, that phrase came out, and you thought, this is kind of an odd thing, but maybe it's to help somebody who's trying to get off the cigarettes. This could be potential, but obviously we see the other avenue that this has become. Where can people get more information, maybe help understand this and know if they have children, what they need to do about it?
Sure. I invite them to go to truthinitiative.org. They can learn all about our youth vaping cessation program called This Is Quitting. They can learn all about the school curriculum we have that's free to schools and teachers called Vaping Know the Truth, and learn all about how they could participate in the Truth campaign with us as well. So truthinitiative.org.
Sounds great.
And parents can go to parentsagainstvaping.org. We have free parent educational presentations. We offer a community. We give signs that your teen is vaping, how to talk to your teen about vaping. And again, we offer a community. A lot of kids are vaping. They need help and support to stop vaping. We help parents do that, and we give parents a community to talk to other parents.
Sounds good. Dorian Furman there, co-founder of Parents Against Vaping E-Cigarettes, also CEO and president of Truth Initiative. Robin Koval, thank you for joining us this morning, getting the word out. Appreciate it.